for a team that started out 0-3-3 on the year, kind of, you know, struggled a little bit. But we did play the toughest schedule in the region, so that helped us a lot. We moved up to number two in the region, and we'll be playing on Friday afternoon against Fort Hays State. And it's a great opportunity to be out to the pitch. We'll start at 1 o'clock. There'll be another game before us at 10. But just a fantastic time. Tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for students. And we're working on a deal to maybe get some Emporia State students some free tickets out of that. So that'll be good. But again, just it's a great opportunity to see a team in a senior class that's just amazing. I kind of call them the triumvirate of Mackenzie DeMarco, Hannah Woolery, and Joni Westcoat. Those three have been here for 5 years now and have set just about every record you can set at Emporia State. Started on the backside with Joni Westcoat on the defender, probably the best defender in the country, in my opinion.
Humble opinion.
Then maybe the best midfielder in the country in Hannah Woolery. Again, humble opinion. And then, fact, the best forward in the country in Mackenzie DeMarco. And that's not an opinion. That is 100% fact. She's the leading active scorer in the country. Leading scorer this year, most game-winning goals, you name it all, she's done it, and just a fantastic person, too. So it was crazy. She was calling in on Monday morning quarterback. She goes back to her hometown in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, to work in a daycare. So she wins the national wins the MIAA championship on Saturday night, late in Wichita, drives back to Pleasant Hill, and then she was back in Emporia Monday night for the selection show. So just an incredible person, but they all are just a great team there. They'll love to have those guys. They'll be here again Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock at the ESU pitch. If you need a get-out-of-work excuse for them, I'm sure we can come up with something for
yes,
you.
Yes, you can. So how do we get those tickets?
Go through our hometown ticketing app at esuhornets.com/tickets, or you can buy them at the door, too.
Yeah, prior to the MIAA tournament, Emporia State was really still on the outside looking in to play in the national tournament. But, boy, you mentioned their strength of schedule, Don. They've just been mowing them over, so... What a leap to end up at number two. So let's show some love to the Lady Hornets soccer team Friday afternoon. Get your tickets today. Let's see. Bowling again, Don?
And we are bowling again. Third time in a row that we're going to be going to the postseason. Eighth time in the last 11 seasons that Emporia State's been to the postseason. I mean, that's something that just is unprecedented when you look at it in Emporia State football history. It's just we're in a golden age right now for that. I've done it again with some very special players along the line, and I think there you got to start with the unanimous first-team quarterback, all-MIAA quarterback in Braden Gleason, just a great guy. Fantastic record-breaking numbers all over the place. But they'll be going. We're going out of Corsicana, Texas. This will be the second time we've been to Corsicana. It's a little bit different bowl organization now. They've had some reorganization down there, got some more corporate sponsors, so it's actually the Funtown RV Heritage Bowl is what we'll be going to, and that'll be on December 2nd. Kind of a crazy busy day for us potentially there, too, but you can get tickets to that through the bowl website at heritagebowl.org. We'll have a link on our website as well, but just an exciting time to have an opportunity to play another football game for these guys, and again, just another great group. We've got the nation's leading touchdown pass reception person in Tyler Common. All sorts of all MIAA players, the special teams player of the year in the MIAA and Ross Brungart. One guy that you have that's a special award winner you don't ever want to see the field. So, just fantastic. What he did the other day at Fort Hays was amazing. Didn't punt at all in the first half because the offense was humming along. They had got called on in the second half and had four punts all over 50 yards. Put two of them down inside the 15-yard line. One of them he got the receiver to muff it a little bit, so we were able to recover it and score a go-ahead touchdown. It was just fantastic effort by Ross. Another great group of guys all the way around there.
Yeah, it's, Braden Gleason. I think there were two unanimous all-conference quarterbacks, correct? The central quarterback and Braden were both unanimous selections, and the central guy, he got the offensive player of the year, right?
He got the nod on that, yeah. It's one of those things where those guys are 1 and 2 in the country in just about every offensive category for a quarterback, and it's a shame that's what it is, that you only get one guy to be. They should have been a co-MVP. I don't know where we're at without Braden. I'm sure that they feel the same way over in Warrensburg
he had gaudy numbers too. I mean it wasn't a slight, that's for sure,
right? So not at all.
All right, and let's see, we're hooping it tonight, right?
We are hooping it tonight. Men's basketball, the 20th ranked Hornet men's basketball team is in action. Playing old MIAA foe Truman State tonight. That'll be a 6:30 tip-off down at White Auditorium. We will recognize that women's soccer team that we just mentioned earlier, they're going to be recognized at halftime. It's also Diabetes Awareness Night at White Auditorium, so Team Schnack will be there with some T-shirts for our team to wear, and we'll recognize a special sixth starter maybe tonight. There'll be a secret weapon, too, so that'll be a fun night to be down at White Auditorium. You can get those tickets, of course, through esuhornets.com/tickets or get them at the door as well. But coming off a successful MIAA GAC challenge for the men, won two games. They're rolling right along as well. Four different guys in double figures on the year in average scoring, so just an exciting time to be around there. And if you haven't seen Darius Yohe play, 6'10 guy, he had eight block shots on Saturday. So
it is another great day to be a Hornet. Don Stinger's up, my friend.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Blake Cripps came in, and we were talking on Saturday night that, you know, he really enjoyed his time when he was down at Newman working for them, but he didn't have very many days like we did last Saturday and this week here at Emporia State. That's pretty successful.
It's only the beginning. Come on.
Only the beginning.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. Stingers up.
Stingers up, folks.
Yeah, wow. So get those soccer tickets.
And also reach out to Don, see if he can get one of those get-out-of-work passes, too.
Yeah, Don will try to work something out for you.
He'll work something out.
653, 42 degrees. Good morning.
Last month, the largest search ever for Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, was conducted in Scotland.